Track 30. Listening. Listen to Katia Echazarreta talking about one of her hobbies.
My reading hobby is one of the things I am proudest of. That may sound strange, but it's true. The reason for that is that it hasn't been easy. There are so many distractions that are so much easier, like watching Netflix or scrolling on our phones. I've always been fascinated by books and by reading. As a child, I would always challenge myself and was never afraid of trying books beyond my reading level. I think every single book can teach you something, and if there's something I always yearn for, it is learning. Reading is a type of therapy for me. It is a time I am dedicating to myself, to the rest from whatever else is going on in my life. Throughout the years, I have learned how to read pretty much anywhere from a crowded room to a moving car. If you want to read more, would like to start a reading habit, or want some advice on how to be more consistent, here are my best tips. 1. When starting a new book, make sure you have enough time to read at least 50 pages. A new book needs time. It needs time for the characters to be introduced and for them to become at least slightly familiar. It needs time for you to get used to the writing style of the author. It needs time for the setting to be established. This will help you establish a connection to the book and help you pick it up again next time you have free time. 2. Don't be afraid to move on. I used to feel guilty about not finishing a book. It kind of felt like a failure. I would find myself not wanting to pick it back up, but also not picking up a new book because I didn't want to give up. You won't like everything, and that's okay. Life's too short to force yourself to finish books you aren't into. Feel free to move on. 3. Try not to put the book down during the boring parts. I would often find myself putting books down during the sections that felt too drag on. However, next time I had free time, I would remember that the part of the book I was on was boring and would choose to do something else. I try my best to push through those boring parts and end my reading session on a good note, so I'll be more excited to come back to it next time. 4. Try to find a consistent time to read. I try to read for about 30 minutes every night. I am pretty consistent and look forward to it every night. It helps me to continue to make progress even when I'm at my busiest. Happy reading!